We are doing Avat Chesed, and we had learned that there's a special mitzvah when it comes to giving a loan, to give a loan to our fellow men. And we have a mitzvah among the Jewish people to give a loan without taking anything in return. We have a prohibition against taking interest. And even if I could theoretically lend my money to someone else, someone who's not one of us, and then I would be able to get interest, so then we said you should forgo even making money on this, on your money, even though you can make a profit on lending the money to someone. We have a special mitzvah to forgo that profit and maintain the mitzvah of giving one another loans for free. And this is we had been discussing in the last few classes how much profit does one have to forgo. There's a limit, and we went off on a tangent. The Chafetz Chaim went on to discuss the concept of patronizing our fellow men, that there's a special mitzvah to patronize our fellow men. Again, he had discussed at what cost. And now he continues and says, "V'im ba'Yisrael ishol kli mimenu." And if an Israelite comes to borrow a vessel from him, "Uknani rotze lichsko mimenu oto akli," and a Knani comes and says, "I want to rent it from you. You have a motorboat." So your neighbor, Chaim, says, "Can I borrow it for the weekend?" And someone else pulls up and he says, "Hi, I'm visiting from Arkansas. Can I rent that motorboat of yours for the weekend?" Nireli, the Chafetz Chaim says, "I think, even if the Knani, the guy from Arkansas, wants to rent it for a minuscule amount, he's going to pay you 100 shekel for the weekend. You could, theoretically, if you had a rental company, you'd take 75 shekel an hour. So that's not a lot, considering the value. Nonetheless," he says, "in this instance, en tzich lashil Yisrael, you don't have to lend it to your neighbor Chaim. You can make that 100 shekel profit. V'lo dami l'alva," and it's not like giving a loan. We have two words in Hebrew that are not synonymous. Halva'a and hash'ala. Halva'a is a loan. Milve lo tza'a nitna. When you give someone a loan, the assumption is he's going to spend it and pay you back with other money. If you give someone hash'ala, if you lend him something, the assumption is he's going to give you back the same vessel. You lend someone your lawnmower, you assume he's giving you back the same lawnmower. Not that he's going to use it till it can't work and then pay you back or buy you a new lawnmower. That's not the assumption. That's hash'ala. Hash'ala chozeret be'in. The hash'ala comes back, the same object comes back after the borrower has used it. Halva'a, a loan, the guy spends what you've lent him and pays you back with something else. So he says, lending an object is not like lending money. When it comes to lending money, then we have a special obligation to lend our fellow man for free. Even though by lending him the money, you're going to lose the profit you could have made by lending it to Knani for ribis. Because when it comes to lending money, we have a special mitzvah. When you lend my nation money, the Pasuk says, Amu Chazal, our sages tell us, Dehai im. When the Torah says, im kesef talveet ami, don't misunderstand it to mean if you will lend money, but rather when you will lend money, chovahu. Our sages say we're obligated to lend our fellow man money. Ve'od amot yachzeru ilav. And furthermore, as we've discussed, you're taking guarantees. You're having cosigners, you're taking collateral, you're going to get that money back. Masha'in ken akli, but when you lend someone your motorboat, it's not the same thing as lending money. You know when you lend him your motorboat, he's going to use it, it's going to come back, it's going to have crumbs from the food he ate. It's going to be used, and as such, it's going to be worn. Unless the guy who wants to borrow it, your neighbor, is poor, and he wants to use it to make money, to make a livelihood. If he's telling you, look, over the weekend there are tourists here, if you lend me that motorboat, I could take people for tours around the lake, and I'll make parnasa for my family. That's a different story. Then you do have to give it to him for free if you could afford it. Mishum mitzvah, because we have a special mitzvah in the Torah. When you see your brother going down, strengthen him before he falls on his face. Strengthen him with what you can, so he will live with you. And look at the bottom. In my commentary, I've expanded. But if it's just a question of he wants to take his family on an outing on your motorboat for free, and the other guy's offering you a little bit of money, So then you give it to the other guy. There's no special mitzvah of giving it to him for free. You want to give it to him for free. You did a mitzvah of chesed. It's very nice. But you don't have to. When it comes to lending money, then we say there's a special mitzvah to give our fellow man a loan for free, provided that we have the guarantees that we need, that it's a logical loan. But when it comes to lending an object, so there he says, if you can make money on lending that object, you don't have to forgo the profit, even if it's a small profit, because there's no special mitzvah to lend our object to our fellow men.